With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Writer Michael Crichton is best known for his thrillers, The Andromeda Strain, The Terminal Man, Congo. But his new autobiographical book, Travels, is a sharp departure. In it, Michael Crichton writes of his days as a medical student at Harvard, the death of his father, his failed marriages, how as a child he was set upon by older boys because he was unusually tall.
I hope that it will be seen as a useful thing to do and not an obnoxious disrobing.
Michael Crichton was angered when he had to cut short a Caribbean vacation and return home for the funeral of his father, with whom he had a difficult relationship. He says his anger was not unusual.
You feel abandoned. You feel like things are left up in the air, as if somebody walked out of the room right in the middle of a conversation. You feel a loss because you're never going to be able to complete something to bring it to a resolution.
Michael Crichton writes of climbing Mount Kilimanjaro in Africa, completely unprepared.
I climbed Kilimanjaro with no real thought about what it might imply. I mean, it just seemed like another sightseeing excursion.
Crichton's feet still show the scars from the bloody blisters, but he did make it to the top.
I've run into a number of people who've come up to me and said that they had tried to climb that mountain and had failed, and understood the kind of gritty determination that's required at a certain point, where if you're going to get to the top, you're just going to have to push it.
Michael Crichton's book, Travels, is far-ranging as he covers aspects of his life, his excursions, and his fascination for psychic phenomenon. Travels was published by Knopf. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Michael Crichton, author of The Andromeda Strain, says there is something in him that makes him seek out the dangerous and unusual. In his new nonfiction book, Travels, Crichton writes of his narrow escapes as a scuba diver and of an encounter with a group of sharks.
An experience of going through a very large number of gray sharks in Tahiti and finding it absolutely terrifying, heart-thumpingly frightening to be in a cluster of 50 or 60 sharks, and then to move through them because the current takes you through them.
But safe on land.
A little later, you think, well, maybe I'll do it again.
In Jamaica, he was confronted by a menacing man named Lester, who insisted on being Crichton's guide.
Here was this guy who had shown up, who was very dangerous. He was waiting for his court appearance for murder, and suddenly he's in the backseat of my car, this guy, and he's got his knife, and I can't get him to go away.
What happened is a bright spot in Travels. Psychic phenomenon is Crichton's latest passion. He says he can bend spoons with his mind.
Well, it might take a little while, Don, but...
How long would it take?
It might take half an hour. I bet I could. I mean, this is an odd situation because...
You have to really concentrate, though. So you have to be silent.
What? No, no, you're supposed to yell at the spoon, as I was taught.
Crichton says he learned how from a man who gives spoon-bending classes in California.
Well, people are screaming at their spoons and laughing, I mean, because it's an absurd thing to do. And then you start rubbing the spoon, and then it becomes rubbery and bends.
Michael Crichton, whose book, Travels, was published by Knopf. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Writer Michael Crichton covers a lot of territory in his new nonfiction book, Travels, a good portion of it devoted to Crichton's passion for psychic phenomenon.
The best way to look at this is to see that, in fact, it's an area in which reasonable men and educated men disagree.
Michael Crichton believes that someday man will know positively if there is a way to see future events.
It's unclear at the moment that some people think it's real and some people don't.
How
I have come down.
Possibly see a future event. So that presupposes that somebody has set up an agenda for
us. Wait a minute, Don. Wait a minute. Well, okay, that's interesting. But it seems to me before you start to ask the question, how can this possibly occur? First of all, let's see if the phenomenon can be demonstrated to occur at all.
Crichton says there is reason to believe such phenomenon exists.
There is evidence for it, and there's been ongoing evidence for quite a long time.
In addition to bending spoons, Michael Crichton says he has learned how to see auras, a sensation of light.
I can see auras on demand, but not under every light condition. I mean, that's it has to be, I have to fiddle with the lighting, but yeah, I can see it on demand.
Sure,
absolutely.
Sure you don't have a few drinks before you start?
No, that would mess it all up.
But Crichton isn't sure he actually has psychic capabilities.
Well, I don't know. I don't know the answer to that.
Travels is a fast-moving series of essays focusing on the things that count in the life of Michael Crichton, author of such earlier bestsellers as The Andromeda Strain and The Terminal Man, published by Knopf. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.